Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I shouldn't live in New York anymore. It's not for me anymore. It's too fast for me, or no, it's not too fast. Then I change my mind about that. It's not this, it's not that. It's just not for me.
Broadway legend, actress, singer Elaine Stritch, who died yesterday at the age of 89. That clip from the WNYC podcast, Here's the Thing, hosted by Alec Baldwin. Stritch and Baldwin were close friends, and of course, Stritch played Baldwin's cantankerous mother on the NBC series 30 Rock. Alec Baldwin is here with us now to remember his friend and TV mom, Elaine Stritch. Hey, Alec, welcome back to WNYC.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
I'm okay, thank you. You want to talk about that clip we just played? Were you surprised? Because she seems like such, you know, the quintessential New Yorker.
Well, I think that, if she had worked more consistently and her health was better, I think it was all of one for her toward the end. She was starting to get a little tired and she wasn't feeling very well and getting around was hard and... She would tell you privately or not so privately that that arrangement that she had at the Carlisle to have a home there at a very favorable rate, they were very kind to her. Part of the deal was she would perform there for 6 weeks out of the year. And she said that she got too tired to do that. And, the last performance she did at the Carlisle, she did struggle to remember her lines and her lyrics and everything. So she just was getting, I think, very tired.
Were you personally close?
Well, I mean, in the way that people in this business are forced to pick up where you left off. You know, there's people who, when you see them, you do pick up where you left off and you really love them and you have a very positive experience. And especially if you admire them, you know, like... in this business, I find talent is the ultimate aphrodisiac. And so when you meet someone, you have a great time with them if you had a good work experience. And no one was funnier and had better timing than Elaine. And I just sent Tina an email yesterday saying, I'll always be grateful to you for casting her as my mom. Huh. Because she would walk in there and we just had to stand back and get out of her way. And the rest of it took care of itself.
Did the relationship between the characters develop over time as you played those edgy roles?
Well, Elaine is somebody who, if you could give it back, she loved if you could give it back to her. She didn't want to bully people or, as acerbic as she could be, she didn't necessarily want to, she wanted you to give it back, you know, so if you did give it back, if you did put her on a bit, she loved it. She loved it. And in the documentary, I think she calls me Joan Crawford in the documentary because I was late for a scene one day. And we gave it to her just as well. We really did. And Elaine was somebody who is from that old school where she worked with Coward and she worked with Sondheim. And I think as she got older, all of us as we get older, there aren't as many good parts, let's say. And so you often think back. You think back about the time of you that was great. And, she was very fond of and very proud of Coward especially, but she loved Sondheim's work. But she spoke so fondly of Coward as a friend. And I can't even imagine having the life she had. She worked with some really, really great people.
Unbelievable. You're listening to WNYC FM HD and AM New York, WNJT FM 88.1 Trenton, WNJY 89.3 Netcong, WNJP 88.5 Sussex, and WNJO 90.3 Toms River, New York and New Jersey Public Radio. Brian Lehrer, very honored to have Alec Baldwin for a few minutes remembering his TV mom from 30 Rock, Elaine Stritch. And here's a clip of you and her together, not from your podcast conversation, which we'll sample from a little more later, but from 30 Rock, from season 2, episode 9.
Jack, what the hell are you up to?
Mother, I'm sorry, but the Lemons invited me out, and I couldn't say no. They're very nice people.
Oh, nice. I'll show you nice. Let's all meet down at the soda shop while this country turns into Mexico.
Now, you see, they don't say things like that. They're very polite to each other.
I suppose you think that they're more nurturing than I am.
Mother, there are terrorist cells that are more nurturing than you are.
Be careful. I'll cry.
You know, I think sometimes that the relationship was more like grumpy old siblings or, you know, grumpy old couple than mother and son, as exemplified there.
I always remember someone once said about Jimmy Connors. They said his mother would play tennis with him, and she would hit the ball right at him as hard as she could at the line. She'd hit him right in the face or the body or whatever. And she'd say, remember, Jimmy, even your own mother will hit you with it if it's going to score a point. You know, to toughen him up. Now, I don't know if that story's true, by the way. I mean, I remember reading it somewhere. But I always like to think of Elaine's character as Jimmy Connors' mother in the corporate world. You know, she wanted to toughen me up.
What about your relationship as actors in that respect? Because not that you're a shrinking violet, but she, as another generation of legend, Elaine Stritch, was she intimidating to perform next to at all?
I mean, I think that you wanted to, you know, the Elaine that we worked with, I mean, I saw Elaine do her one-woman show at Liberty, mm-hmm. and I was at the opening at the Public Theater before they moved to Broadway, and George Wolfe directed. And I say this without any hyperbole, you know, everybody in the city who was in town that night showed up to this event. She had many, many admirers in the business and colleagues. And the applause just lifted the building off the ground. And she comes out there for 80 minutes or 90 minutes or whatever it was and performs this. And all the energy and memorizing all the lines and so forth. But then when we did the show with Elaine, she was slightly different. You know, she couldn't remember her lines as well, and she was mm-hmm. fatigued and so forth.
Years later.
But the thing about her was, like, very, very talented people like that, she would stumble for takes two, three, and four and so forth. But you get her to take five, six, or seven, and she just nailed it. Mm. And we would just all sit there and look at each other and go, well, that was worth it. You know, she was always worth it. She was always worth the time it took to let her find her way.
Which I think relates to this next clip that we're going to play from your interview with her on your Here's the Thing podcast. Elaine Stritch talking about her work ethic, including never saying no to anything.
I was always engaged.
Always.
Always.
You never took a part.
I was leading up to it or coming down. You know, I was trying to get it behind
me. You never regretted doing anything? Never.
No.
Wow. That's incredible.
No, I never regretted doing anything on the stage.
Never?
Uh-uh.
How was that possible?
Because I just won every time I walked out there.
Right.
You know that old expression about I own the stage.
Right.
Hey, Alec, that is some line. I won every time I walked out there. Is that
right,
supreme
right.
confidence, or is that just her loving the stage?
I think for people who are a certain kind of actor, you know, where you love the relationship with the audience and you love the possibilities there and you love the process involved of rehearsal and so forth, the stage does trump anything else. I mean, listen, I know actors who are very talented and they're very successful who don't really like acting. You know, with the acting part of it is something that they want to get over with as quickly as possible so they can carry on with the lifestyle of the actor. And then there's actors I know who rehearsals and techs and previews and going out every night and honing something and doing it better and better is just heaven to them. And
Where are you on that scale?
Well, I do like the theater more than film in the sense of only in that sense that, you know, what other job do you have where you go out there every night and you know exactly what you're going to say, you know exactly what the other person's going to say, and you know exactly when everybody's going to laugh, and then you go to Orso and have dinner. You know, it's all pretty comfortable. It's work. I mean, there's hard work involved, but there's a ritual to it that I really, really like. But about Elaine and that, in terms of that clip, there's also someone who, Elaine was a fan and an admirer of people. You know, like nowadays, you know, when I first started, to understand who went before you and who they were and what their contribution was important. And some of that seems to be lost with younger people today. And Elaine was somebody who loved everyone who went before her, loved everyone that she admired, who she worked with, and was a great student and a great observer of people who were young and new. So she just loved the business, and she loved everyone in it that she worked with.
And even though we just heard that clip where she was so confident, you did get her in your interview to open up about her fears as well. So we're going to play another clip from the Here's the Thing interview that's a little bit different.
Success is lovely. It's so hard, and it's such hard work, but it's so gratifying.
What's the hardest thing about it for you? What's been the hardest thing? Do you find it hard just to have
the
that
fear,
much focus on
the
it?
The fear.
The fear of what? That you won't be able to perform?
The fear that I'm just going to forget, and I'm going to not so much forget, but it's the fear. It's the fear. And that was when I was not drinking at all, and I didn't drink anything to get my talent out. But all my life I had.
Alec, what was the fear? The fear of what? Of bombing?
I think for Elaine, it's the fear that whatever that intangible thing that happens between the audience and the performer, the fear that it wasn't going to happen that night. You know, when you walk out there, when you go to the theater and you see people who they barely have to move their hand, they just kind of do some small gesture, and the audience goes crazy. If you're Angela Lansbury or Patti LuPone or someone who's a great goddess or god in the theater, you know, and Elaine was certainly one of those people, and you're always afraid that that's going to end the goodwill that audiences extend to you. I mean, Elaine is somebody who, she walked on stage, and people went nuts. She got standing ovations and round and entry applause, and she was the beneficiary of a great deal of love and admiration from people, and I think she was worried, as people often are, that would go away.
Before you go, on Facebook, we asked listeners for their questions about your on-camera relationship with Stritch. Amy posted, they were amazing together on 30 Rock, obviously tumultuous and dysfunctional, yet hysterical. What were their off-screen interactions like? I think we've done some of that. Eric asked, did Alec ever marvel at how much energy she seemed to have?
Yes, because Elaine was somebody who, I've seen this kind of performer before, this kind of actor or actress before, where she gets up in the morning and she's performing and she's on. She kind of turns an on switch from the moment she wakes up in the morning to the moment the day is over. When she was at work, she was very gregarious and funny and telling stories and anecdotes and jokes. She was very much alive. When before and after they rolled the camera. And then I think at the end of the day, she went back to the hotel and collapsed. But I mean this in every positive way. A day of shooting with Elaine was a very full day. It was a very full day and a very memorable day. And I will say that there is a magic to casting. I mean, you find someone, everybody always says, well, there's never one actor to play a part, and there's other people who could have done different things with it. But for the purposes of 30 Rock, and I'll always, tip my hat, as always, to Tina and to Robert Carlock and everyone who wrote the show, there really was no one else who could play this part but Elaine. She came to work, and no matter how slow the day went, because Elaine maybe wasn't feeling well, it was always worth it in the end because it was just gold at the end. She was just the funniest damn woman you'd ever met in your life. So there you have it.
So there we have it. Alec Baldwin, so special of you to give us a few minutes to remember Elaine Stritch today. We really, really appreciate it.
Yeah, good to talk to you, Brian. Thank you.
And listeners, the full interview between Alec Baldwin and Elaine Stritch from his WNYC podcast, Here's the Thing, is available on our website, WNYC.org. And we'll go out with this. Just 2 years ago, Elaine Stritch performed at the White House for the president and his guests. It was for a Broadway celebration, and she sang Sondheim's song, I'm Still Here, one of her signatures. And she joked that she thought nobody should sing that song until they were 80, but that she was singing for the president that night and couldn't wait 20 years. So here she is.
sometimes. I've seen them all, but you still here. Black velvet sometimes. Sometimes just pretzels and beer.